The global recession hit short-term medical missions work. There are glimmers of hope in India. And a ministry steers its annual Christmas parade in a different direction in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. On the heels of the recent 20-nation World Economic Summit in the United States, mission leaders are predicting a downturn in donations and more. However, some groups are already seeing an impact in short-term missions participation. CURE International's Jerry Meadows says,
this fiscal year we'll experience at least a 10% decline in our numbers. That's primarily university students who I would categorize as they're going on these trips more to learn for themselves about their career path or their calling from God.
CURE provides physical and spiritual healing for disabled children around the world. Meadows says it's not all bad news.
People with medical skills who see the need worldwide aren't going to let the economy get in their way of going. And I think we'll return to a place maybe like we were in 30 or 40 years ago where short-term missions is very expensive. And it's very costly. It's a huge sacrifice.
Meanwhile, the Jesus Film Project has suffered due to the increased terrorism and persecution of 2008. Jesus Film's chief of staff, Scott Pendleton, says that such crises have hindered the project from some of its typical ministry regions. But Pendleton says Jesus Film has not lost hope.
It is our hope that as things settle down in some of these areas, that the people that are there locally will be asking more life questions and be evaluating what they believe and what those who are maybe causing the persecution, what they believe. So hopefully, over time, the environment will be such where ministry can continue more than it is right now.
Despite setbacks, the Jesus Film is working with Faith Comes by Hearing to improve upon follow-up, which may allow communication in areas that are currently unreachable. Please pray that the gospel will continue to spread to regions that the Jesus Film can no longer reach. You're listening to Mission Network News. The state of Andhra Pradesh in India is taking steps to provide financially for the Christians, according to International Christian Concern. Last Thursday, the principal state secretary signed an order to allow low-interest rate bank loans for the Christian minority, a typical way to provide welfare in India. Not only are 80% of Christians in the area living in poverty, but the initiative also shows a step forward from persecution in Orissa. Pray that the movement will catch on. Elsewhere, December 13th, Christians from all over Promprom, Ghana, will be taking to the streets for an annual Christmas parade. Oasis Training Institute's Ambrose Brennan says this year, though, the parade has a different focus.
We've used it as a fundraiser the last couple of years for the Promprom Health Center, but this year we're planning on stopping at four or five different sites and really explaining what we're doing and what we're celebrating, and then invite them to follow us down to the Anglican Park where we're going to have an evangelistic rally.
Brennan says 10 local churches are involved this year, and several Oasis students are already praying for prepared hearts.
We really want to get the word out to especially the lower Promprom area where there's a lot of still traditional religion and there's a lot of spiritualism and things like that, and some of the pastors have told us it's a real hard area to try to work, and so we're going to take the parade right down into the heart of that area this year.
And Africa Inland Mission has received numerous calls and emails to verify the validity of newspaper classified advertisements offering teacup Yorkie puppies for adoption in the United States. The person placing the ads, when contacted, claims to be a missionary serving with Africa Inland Mission and asked the interested party to split the cost for shipping the puppies to America. Unfortunately, it's a scam. Pray that the hoax doesn't damage the integrity of the mission team and that the con artist would be caught. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book, Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.